We've come together this morning, first and foremost, to honor the Lord Jesus Christ with our worship. This day, May 8th, is also a time to honor our mothers, our grandmothers, and the mothers of our children. These are lifetime tasks, neither of which can be confined to 1 hour of worship. This is a day of greeting and a day of expression of love. It's also a day of remembering. I don't believe that anything has ever been said or ever will be said that is eloquent enough or expressive enough to articulate the true value of a mother. Motherhood is a special gift from God. It seems to me that something miraculous happens when a mother gives birth to her first child. In a way, there are really two births. The first, the birth of the child. The second, the birth of a mother. It is a miraculous gift of creation. And as children, we relate to our mothers differently through most of our years. At age 4, we say, "Mom can do anything." At age 12, we say, "Well, Mom doesn't know everything." And at age 14, we say, "Mom doesn't know anything." And at 18, we say, "Mom is out of step with the times." And then at age 25, we say, "Well, Mom knows a few things." Age 35, we say, "Before we decide, let's get Mom's advice." And then at age 45, we say, "I wonder what Mom would say about this." And then at age 65 or older, we say, "I wish I could talk with my mother." A mother has an angelic voice, a member of the celestial choir, as she sings the Brahms lullaby to the babe held lovingly in her arms. But yet, that same voice that sings with that angelic choir can dwarf the sound of an amplifier when she calls her sister, her children in for supper, or when she cheers them on at the game. So many times, mothers display patience where many a man would have given up. There's a story about a mother who was pushing a shopping cart through Walmart. And her daughter was riding in the cart and she was continually screaming. And her mother kept saying, "Now calm down, Ellen. It'll be all right, Ellen. It's almost time to go home, Ellen." And one of the checkout clerks saw this and said, "Ma'am, You're to be commended for how patient you are with little Ellen." And the mom said, "Lady, I'm Ellen." Mothers have great intuition. It's very difficult to get something past Mom. There's an old saying that I'd like to change a little bit for Mother's Day, and it goes like this: you can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool Mom. To honor our fathers and our mothers is a command from God. And Paul, as I read, echoes these words as he spoke to believers gathered in Ephesus. He said, "Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. And some may say, but my mom wasn't honorable. But the scriptures are very clear. There's no qualification. There's no standard to be met. The only requirement is to receive honor. The only requirement for that honor is that she is your mother. And it is the only one of the Ten Commandments with a promise. If you honor your mother, you will receive a blessing. Jesus honored his mother Mary even as he hung on the cross. One of the last things that Jesus did was to take care of his mother. Even in his dying moments, he never stopped loving her. Hear God's words from the Gospel of John. Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here's your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. The tradition is thought that that disciple was probably the Apostle John himself. And others believe that the disciple that Jesus loved was Lazarus, the one whom Jesus raised from the dead. For in John's own gospel, Lazarus is the only one referred to by name as the one that Jesus loved. And Jesus went on to tell this disciple that Mary was now his mother. And in turn, he was saying that that disciple was now her son. Jesus is making an oral testament in front of witnesses that makes it binding. And he formally places his mother under his disciples' protection, requiring him to provide for Mary after his own death. We are all called to honor our mothers. A mother's considered old-fashioned to a teenager. Just a mom to a third grader, and simply mama the little two-year-old. But there's hardly a thrill in life that can compete with pointing to that wonderful woman and to be able to say to the world, "That's my mom. That's my mother." Mothers leave a wonderful imprint on the lives of their children. Their lives and their actions speak volumes. There were four pastors who were discussing the merits of the various translations of scriptures. One liked the King James Version because of its simple yet beautiful English prose. Another liked the New International Version because of its modern language. And a third pastor liked the Message Version because it was a paraphrase of the Bible. And the fourth pastor was silent. When asked to express his opinion, he replied, "I like my mother's translation." And the other ministers looked at him kind of quizzically and said, "You mean your mother translated the Bible?" And he said, "Oh, yes. She certainly did. My mother translated the Bible into her everyday life. And it was the most convincing translation I ever saw." Thank God for mothers. Mothers who live and proclaim the faith of Jesus Christ. Moments with mothers and grandmothers often become stories that is shared with families for years and years to come. A little girl was sitting and watching her mother as she did the dishes at the kitchen sink. And she noticed that her mother had several strands of white hair sticking out of her brunette head, and she said, "Why are some of your hairs white, Mom?" And her mother replied, "Well, every time you do something wrong, one of my hairs turns white." And the little girl pondered that for a while and then asked, "So why are all of Grandma's hairs white?" You know, grandmothers are extra special too. What is a grandmother? I want to read some of the responses that third graders had to that question. A grandmother is a lady who has no children of her own. She likes other people's little girls and boys. And another third grader said, grandmothers don't have to do anything except be there. One said, grandmothers are old, so they shouldn't play too hard and they should never run. It's enough for them to drive us to the market where the pretend horse is and have lots of quarters ready. Another said they should never hurry up. And one said, usually grandmothers are fat, but not too fat to tie your shoes. And one third grader said, a grandfather is a man grandmother. He goes for walks with boys, and they talk about fishing and stuff like that. And last, a third grader said, everybody should try to have a grandmother, especially if you don't have a television, because they're the only grown-ups who have time. You know, most of us have fond memories of our families, our mothers, our grandmothers, and of home. I have so many memories of my mother and my grandmothers. And when most of us think of home, we forget our troubles and remember the sounds and sights and the smells of home. We think about those screen doors banging in the summertime, the aroma of cookies and of bread just out of the oven, the smell of our favorite meal. At home, we enjoy a sense of acceptance, of being loved. And few things are more powerful than the tears and the prayers of a mother. Few things can compare with a mother's hug and her compassionate touch. A godly mother translates the scriptures into everyday life. And the best thing that we can do for our children and for our grandchildren and our friends is for each one of us to be personally right with God, to walk in the way of the Lord, to never be satisfied, but continually seek to be transformed, to be conformed into the image of Christ. We need to honor our mothers each and every day of our life. So maybe this is the day. Today is the day to tell your mother, your grandmother, and for us husbands, tell the mother of our children that you appreciate her, care for her, honor her, and love her deeply. Jesus honored his mother even as death approached. We cannot and must not do less. Amen.